Hi everybody, what's up? It's your boy Babs Gilwa, podcast Last Words with Babs. You are listening to me. So hi everybody, wonderful to tune in from wherever you are in the world. Hope you all are blessed and you're all doing well in this pandemic that we're in. I'm really curious to know how everybody's feeling towards the lockdown, if you are in lockdown, how you're feeling towards your career and where you want, just in your health in general. So today's topic is going to be about my love for investing, growing in every sector of my life. So I'm really in the period of my life now where I want to get into, where I'm really interested now in getting more into investing in my money and in my personal life, my improvement in terms of me having more developments in my in my life towards myself and towards every part of my my life, such as my finance, such as my social life, such as, you know, obviously getting, you know, in relationships, stuff like that as well, you know, in every part of my being. Investing wise, I think it's really important when we're young to start investing, whether that's in the stock market, different bonds, or in just your brand's business. I think it's really important, and that's what I'm trying to get into now. So I'm wondering how is everybody else investing, if you're investing, what you're investing in, how you're feeling, if you have been investing for how long, and how are you feeling towards how you doing now towards how you've been before, and, you know, and if you do love investing, like, why? Because for me, I love investing as well. I've been trying to look into it for a while, sort of grow my finance, grow my money, you know, have my money work. Work for me. Pardon me. So I've always been like researching, wanting to invest in, you know, sort of in brands and businesses to invest in every climate and in every time period, and because, you know, times, brands and businesses will change in terms of how much money that they're having in their business, and whether they're really pushing in terms of their percentage, you know, how well doing in the stock market and everything else. So, you know, it's really interesting, and obviously, you know, I've got people now who are investing as well, and who are learning more about investing, which is helping me as well. Always, so, you know, it's always important to have people who are investing as well, or who, you know, more than you, you know, so you can sort of bounce off ideas, and you can learn more, and you can get more of a basis around where to invest to, and how much to put in, what's important, or the risk. You know, that's really key as well, I would say. Obviously, I'm not a stock market expert at all, at the slightest, but, you know, it's just really stuff that I've been researching. I'm really interested in that, and I've started investing a bit more in now. You know, and it's sort of see my money grow, because for me, I don't like to have my money just stuck in a bank. It's not really doing anything for me, and it's not really growing. You know, it's really only growing if you put money into it. But, you know, if you can get a way of investing into businesses or other, or your brand, or anything that can help you grow, get money passively, then you know you can sort of grow it, you can grow it at a reasonably high rate, so that's it, instead of you know, instead of in that sort of way, you can sort of grow it but it's more of like a long-term thing than like a thing that's gonna happen at a quick rate. But you know, it's important, as well with investing to always be appreciative of it. Will take time, you know, you have to be patient, and you know, I've had people try to get me into investments and plans that are like that they feel are short term, so you can put money in, and then within a day or within a few days or hours you can get your money back and some. But for me, it's just not, it's more risky than anything, and it's not really, for me, it's not a long term thing that can help you long term, for me. So you know, I try and look for investments and opportunities that can help me long term, so grow my money, grow my finances, which is always important to, I think, grow it, and that can help me towards my obviously towards using the money that I have and I grow to help other people, to help charities, to help other people, and just to spread the love and spread the money around. You know, that's what's important to me more than anything. And yeah, yes, obviously help myself and to improve my lifestyle, but also most importantly, it's about helping other people for me. So that's why if I can invest and grow my money to a good rate, within a certain amount of, I don't know, months or years, then that can help me to help more people and to really spread the money around, you know, help my family, help my community, and help other countries who needs the money, and people as well in this country who need the money as well. So you know, that's what's key. So yeah, I'm interested to know how everybody else is investing. What are you investing in? What do you feel is doing well in the market at the moment, in terms of not just in terms of stock, but in terms of just, I don't know, bonds or any other businesses or things that you are investing in. I'm just curious to know. So you know, it's really important as a community for us to help each other. If you know anything else that can help other people, then it's important to help. So if anybody's into that as well, just DM me my socials, and you know, we can talk more on investments and what you're doing, how you started, what you enjoy, stuff like that as well. Which I think also helps us to grow as people and to sort of create like an environment of ambitious hustlers, people who are interested in growing their selves and their money, and make their money go a long way, which is good. So yeah, it's for make a video on why I started investing. Job wise, obviously I'm working at the moment. Thank God. Kind of Amazon warehouse at the moment. But obviously, I'm trying to get out of debt, hence the reason why I'm trying to invest in a few different stuff, a few different businesses and models and stuff that can help me to long term to get out of debt, and hopefully at some point soon not have to work, and just be helping people, working for myself, making more content for all of you around the world, and really improve my brand and everything else that I am trying to do at the moment, and that I've been doing in the past few months as well. So yes, what's key for me. So I hope all of you are blessed. I hope all of you are investing. If you're not investing, you know, get, you know, try and get into it, or see what's good to invest in, or just do some research in investing, just so you can get like a basis or an idea of how it can help grow your money. And yeah, I would be stay blessed. This is a longer video. Obviously, I'm trying to grow this podcast more to a studio setting, so I can make it more. So you can see me more as well, and so maybe soon I can start putting on YouTube as well. So it's not just on this old platform, but it's on a more public, more of an environment sort of setting, I would say. So yeah, I hope all of you stay blessed, stay thankful, you know, trying to obviously grow your money, grow yourself. You know, keep your health, and yeah, keep trying to grow wealth, to help your family, help your friends, and help the community, you know, help the world. You know, that's what it's all about. So hope you stay blessed. I'll see you on the next podcast that I'll be doing next week. And I'll see you all later. Thanks for tuning in. Love you all.